On the monitor, Lesserson and Treen watched the Fell party enter the chamber, watched the bronze droid follow them, and then, a couple of minutes later, depart. "We have no holocam feed from inside," Lesserson explained. "To set one up would have invited discovery. We'll have renewed sight and sound in a few minutes."
"Ah.
Give us our lead operative, please." The monitor switched back to a view of Kester Tolan's chamber. The Death Star recreation he was watching had changed, and he leaned forward in his chair, enraptured by the simulated events playing out before him. On the main wall, three figures held center stage. Two had their backs to Tolan. Dominant in the image, black and unmistakable, was Darth Vader. Barely visible, for she stood before Vader and only appeared when an arm or head moved to one side of the Dark Lord of the Sith, was the 18-year-old Princess Leia Organa, senator from Alderaan, clad in gubernatorial white, her hair arrayed in coiled side buns, not often seen these days. Beyond Leia, facing her and Tolan, just enough to one side that his face remained in view, was a slightly built, aging man in a gray dress uniform, Grand Moff Tarkin, architect of the Death Star. And on the oversized monitor screen behind Tarkin was a planet, blue and beautiful, surrounded by space and stars. Senator Treen's jaw dropped. She fumbled with her calf cup as it nearly slipped from her fingers. Tarkin was speaking.
"In a way, you have determined the choice of the planet that will be destroyed first. Since you are reluctant to provide us with a location of the Rebel base, I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan."
Senator Leia surged forward. Her body language, the little of it that could be seen, was one of entreaty, pleading. When she spoke, her voice was not quite right. Not quite the voice Lesserson had been familiar with for many years. Its pitch was a touch higher, and it carried the clipped tones of the Coruscanti accent, nearly identical to Tarkin's, that so many senators and other politicians affected back in the days of the Empire, even when they were not from Coruscant.
"No! Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't possibly—"
Tarkin's voice turned harsh, commanding.
"You would prefer another target, a military target? Then name the system."
Treen laughed. No. To Lesserson's surprise, she giggled like a girl. Then she fixed Lesserson with a look that was half amusement, half outrage.
"This is in extraordinarily bad taste," he nodded.
"Isn't it, though? It's a recreation based on Leia's own memoirs and standard reports filed by Vader and Grand Moff Tarkin. Admirers of the Palpatine era adore it. But it's not listed on any official menu. You have to know about it and ask for it specifically. Anyway, when Alderaan blows up, it's Tolan's signal to act."
Indeed, Tolan had withdrawn from an inner pocket two items. One was a small silver cylinder with circuitry and tiny stenciled letters on it. The other was a round device, the size and shape of a large cred coin with a button in its center. Treen spared Lesserson. She seemed to be having difficulty suppressing further laughter.
"The cylinder is a microthermal detonator, the sort YVH droids carry and fire. He'll throw that one against the wall to knock it down. The trigger in his left hand is linked to an identical detonator strapped to his body. His plan is to rush Fell, get his arms around the head of state, and press the trigger."
"Ah."
On the monitor, a bright lance of green energy emerged from the lower corner of the Death Star's viewport and struck Alderaan. Kester Tolan hurled his detonator to the base of the wall. Alderaan exploded, and then the entire wall showing the image from more than 40 years before detonated in fire and smoke.